When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Skims or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and great marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. It's home of Shop Pay, the number one checkout in the world. You can use it to boost conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going through to checkout. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/income.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today, I will analyze the case of Kevin Rodriguez-Zavala. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Kevin Manuel Rodriguez-Zavala was born on July 5, 1993, and lived in Kissimmee, Florida. He had a rare congenital spinal cord defect that caused his spine to curve and led to paralysis in his legs. As a result, he used a wheelchair. Kevin had multiple spinal fusion surgeries involving metal rods being placed in his back. In 2010, he had a hip dislocation that required surgery. About 10 years later, he fractured his left femur while at home. This injury was surgically repaired. Sometime around 2015, Kevin became romantically involved with a woman named Javilis Cruz Robles. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On September 17, 2025, at about 9 a.m., Kevin Zavala and his girlfriend arrived at the Universal Orlando Resort in Orlando, Florida. This resort contains multiple theme parks, for instance, Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, and Universal Epic Universe. Kevin and his girlfriend were at Universal Epic Universe. This park contains a twin steel roller coaster called Stardust Racers, which had opened about 4 months earlier, along with the park. The ride features illuminated cars that reach a maximum height of 133 feet and speeds up to 62 miles per hour. It features two 5,000-foot tracks, which provide this effect as if the two roller coaster trains are racing or dueling each other. There are five cars in each train. Each car has two rows that hold two riders each for a total of 20 riders per train. Stardust Racers has prominent warning signs placed at the entrance of the attraction and throughout the line, which read, quote, "These high-speed roller coasters include sudden and dramatic acceleration, climbing, tilting, and inversion and dropping," unquote. The sign also warned that no one should ride if they have back, neck, or other similar physical conditions. Kevin was enthusiastic about riding roller coasters. He was very excited to try Stardust Racers. He and his girlfriend boarded the ride at 8:54 p.m. They were in the front row of the train's last car. The ride departed at 8:56 p.m. At 8:58 p.m., the ride arrived back at the loading and unloading area. When the ride stopped, Universal employees realized that Kevin was injured. He was leaning forward over the lap bar, which was still secured. Kevin was bleeding from his face, and his body was distorted. Emergency services were contacted. It took about 10 minutes for the ride operators to release the lap bar. Firefighters responded and assisted in this effort. Kevin had no pulse and was unresponsive. A physician who was in the park on vacation responded to the ride after hearing screams. She indicated that she was relatively confident Kevin was dead. His right femur was completely broken in half and resting on the back of the chair. Kevin was pronounced dead at a hospital at 10:05 p.m. The police interviewed Kevin's girlfriend. She indicated that before the ride started, it required four attempts for a Universal Ride employee to get the safety bar to secure around Kevin. Javilis believed that Kevin was secured. However, when the ride started its first downhill maneuver, Kevin flew forward and struck his head on the car. As the ride continued, he repeatedly struck his head against the car. She attempted to hold him, but was unable to do so. Javilis cried for help, but they were in the middle of the ride. No one could hear her screaming until the train was approaching the loading and unloading area. The Stardust Racers roller coaster was closed after Kevin's death as an investigation was conducted. An autopsy revealed that Kevin sustained several injuries on the ride, including skin lacerations, contusions and abrasions, a laceration to a disc in his neck, fractures of the left orbit and nasal cartilage, and a fracture of his right femur. His cause of death was multiple blunt force injuries. The manner of death was accidental. Universal indicated that all the systems of Stardust Racers functioned as intended. Equipment remained intact, and park employees correctly followed procedures. On October 4, 2025, Stardust Racers reopened. However, there were a few new ride requirements in place in the resort guide for safety and accessibility. For example, do not ride if you have unhealed surgery or fractures. Do not ride if you have weakened bones and muscles. Do not ride if you have the inability to independently maintain an upright position. And do not ride if you have other conditions, which may be aggravated by this ride. The warning signs posted at the ride were updated to include the requirement guests using mobility devices must be able to walk independently. In December 2025, the attorney for Kevin's family, Ben Crump, announced that the family and Universal reached an amicable resolution in the matter. The terms of the settlement were never disclosed. Now moving to my analysis. Kevin's general cause of death is clear, multiple blunt force injuries, but the precise mechanism of his death is unknown. Like what exactly happened to him on that ride? Why did his head strike the roller coaster car? How did his femur break? There are three main theories about what happened. Theory number one is that Kevin's head struck a part of the car and he was rendered unconscious. This happened because he was unable to resist the forces of the roller coaster due to his disability. Kevin was unable to maintain control of his head and upper body during the initial descent. Being unconscious allowed his upper body to move freely. This meant that as the roller coaster made high-speed maneuvers, Kevin's head kept smashing into the car. His femur broke because his upper body violently moved back and forth. Theory number two is similar to theory number one, except instead of being rendered unconscious by hitting his head, he passed out for some other reason, possibly due to pain from his back or some other part of his body. Passing out allowed his upper body to move freely. As the ride continued, this movement resulted in his head hitting parts of the car and his femur breaking. Theory number three is that the forces exerted on Kevin during the ride caused his femur to break. His upper body was moving around too much, which put excessive pressure on his leg. The break allowed his upper body to move even more freely. His head slammed into the car, which caused his death. In my opinion, theory number one is the most likely. Kevin could not control his upper body well enough to prevent his head from striking the car. Either way, all the theories involve Kevin's disability as the primary cause of his death. If he was not disabled, he would not have been killed or even injured on the ride. Thousands of people ride the Stardust Racers roller coaster every day without incident. With this in mind, who do I believe is responsible for Kevin's death? In my opinion, Kevin bears primary responsibility. Universal added a number of warnings after his death, but even prior to the incident, there was a specific warning about back or neck conditions. Kevin had a curvature of his spine known as scoliosis. This would certainly qualify as a back condition. He knew that he was not supposed to ride roller coasters, yet he had ridden two other roller coasters on that day before getting on Stardust Racers. Theme parks cannot evaluate every guest's medical condition. They depend on self-screening and honesty. The employees at the park do not possess X-ray vision. There is no way they could have known that Kevin had trouble with his back. There are many reasons why a person would use a wheelchair that do not involve a back condition. Guests are responsible for reading the prominently posted warning signs and behaving responsibly. Kevin was taking his chances. It would appear as though Universal came to the same conclusion as I have. They did not view themselves as being at fault because the ride was functioning properly. The company added a few more warnings, but nothing actually changed with the operation or design of the roller coaster, as far as I know. Stardust Racers reopened, and everything returned to normal. Now moving to my final thoughts. I think the lesson in this case is about overcoming limitations in a responsible fashion. When a person is disabled, it is natural for them to possess a desire to conquer the restrictions imposed on them. Some of the most amazing and inspiring stories of courage come from people with disabilities who refused to accept their limitations. This is a positive behavior. People should seek victory against conditions that would hold them back. At the same time, it is important to do this responsibly. Sometimes disabilities cannot be defeated. The biological and physical characteristics of the disability are non-negotiable. Roller coaster restrictions are a good example of this. Kevin simply didn't have the ability to keep his head and upper body upright as the roller coaster was speeding and twisting along the track. I can appreciate that Kevin did not want to take no for an answer. His ambition was admirable, but avoiding the roller coaster is not equivalent to accepting defeat. Kevin could have found other ways to fight his limitations. The difficulty here is that he was unable to contend with the forces exerted by the roller coaster. This was really about location selection. Kevin had a lot of courage. He just chose the wrong activity to show it, one where the stakes were far too high. A person can certainly challenge their limitations, but they cannot negotiate with gravity, momentum, and steel. Those are my thoughts on the case of Kevin Rodriguez Zavala. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.